Hey there. Welcome. Nice to have you with us here, dear friends, on the Jordan Rich Show from now till the end of time. Actually, till 5 a.m., which seems like the end of time when you're here all night long. But hey, no matter what, if you're getting up, going to bed, we're with you. And we thank you very much. Just a couple of notes here before we get rolling with our first wonderful team of guests. The web address is WBZ1030.com if you'd like to listen to us live anywhere in the world, as many people do. Calls from India and Brazil, of recent note, I tend to prove that out. Also, JordanRich.com for the links and other sausage meats and so forth. No, the links and books and movies and so forth. And also update on the show and what's been happening. We're going to be all over the place for the next several weekends. On the road, so to speak, tomorrow, a big event for Children's Hospital at the Westin Hotel to kick off the marathon. And a whole bunch of other things we'll tell you about. Also, coming up tonight on the program, you talk about a variety of guests. Everybody from Jerry the King Lawler from the Worldwide Wrestling Federation to a discussion of Stradivarius, the great violin maker. I mean, you talk about a range. We've got it here on the show. And a whole lot of other guests popping in and out. The number is 617-254-1030. And finally, the email address, jordan.rich@wbz.com. Hey, welcome. It's nice to be with you. And in studio with me are two wonderful folks. One is a dear friend, and one is a new friend. My friend, who is, she's not an old friend. She's not old.
Yeah, I was going to correct you on that one.
Neither am I. I'm not old. Vicki Monroe, Dr. Vicki Monroe, who is a spiritual counselor. Mm-hmm. She's a medium. She's a healer. She works with people of all types and has now gotten into meditation CDs, and she joins us here from the great state of Maine. Hello there.
Hello.
You are, I always say this, and I must embarrass you, but maybe not, the most beautiful psychic person I've ever met.
That's so sweet. That's the nicest thing.
And you have four children.
Yes, I do.
And it's hard to believe you've got children in college and graduating.
Yeah, graduating college.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, so there's some secret to your youth and vitality. We'll
have
to figure
Revlon,
out.
But that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no grand illusion there.
No, that not.
Well, you've brought with you a terrific gentleman and his lovely wife, in
yes.
fact. And why don't I have you introduce Joseph, and then we'll talk as a group, okay?
Well, I met Joseph back in August when I was doing a health and book signing thing. It was a wellness fair. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting there, and he was playing this instrument that I had never seen before, and people were sitting in a chair, and he would stand behind them, and finally, he eventually kind of talked me into sitting there and going through the whole thing, too, and it was brief, because, you know, there were a lot of people waiting,
right.
And you could just feel through the vibration of the instrument that he plays, the cells kind of just moving about, and your energy just changing, just at that moment, I thought, oh my gosh, with all the groups that I do and all the events that I do, he would be perfect to open people's minds up. And so when I do my readings for people, that they're much more open.
Hmm.
The readings have been, I would say, 100 times better. And people thoroughly enjoy the way it makes them relax and feel. And even, you know, pain and other things, he works with all types of people. And his name is Joseph Carringer.
And Joseph, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Great to see you. You didn't come alone. You have your beautiful wife here with you. But you also have three very interesting-looking instruments that I needed some time to discover how to pronounce, first of all. The didgeridoo.
Go ahead.
No, the didgeridoo. See, there I go.
You got it. You're right there.
The didgeridoo.
There you go. That's it.
The didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
And for those people who are unaware of its origins, where is the didgeridoo from?
It's an Aboriginal Australian instrument. They're dated between 40 and 80,000 years old, and that makes them, next to banging sticks together, the oldest instrument known to mankind. It's a piece of eucalyptus tree trunk or branch that's been naturally hollowed out by a specific species of termite that eats only the heartwood out of the eucalyptus tree.
Now, how does a fellow with no discernible Australian accent get himself involved in the didgeridoo?
I woke up randomly one morning in 1996 and looked at the woman I was dating and said, I'm going to play the didgeridoo. And I had no idea what it was. I actually thought it was a bull roarer, which is the instrument that Crocodile Dundee's spinning in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until a year later that I walked into a shop in Portsmouth and picked up the didge that I'm holding right now and played it, made the sound. And the woman looked around the corner and she said, do you play the didgeridoo? And I said, no. She goes, yes, you do. I said, okay, I do. And
oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, he knew exactly what he was
doing.
Wow,
so you literally woke up one morning and said, I'm going to play the didgeridoo.
Didn't know what it was, and then a year later I found one.
Whoa, there's a reason for everything, right, Vicki?
That's right, that's
well,
right.
Well, before we have you, and I, you're very kind, you brought three, and I want you, we'll talk about the instrument, and we'll talk about how the music and the sound transforms one's sort of inner being. And you, I'll tell you, I listened to the CD that the two of you put out called Voices from Heaven, and it really is very relaxing. And so, but again, did you have to take lessons to learn how to play this thing? Or
I started playing the saxophone when I was 12, and when I was 14, I had a sax instructor that was really cool, and I had been discussing circular breathing with him. He started explaining to me the whole concept of it. I never figured it out on the saxophone. I only understood the theory. It's actually, for me, it was really difficult because it's a different embouchure. It took me about a week of having the didge before I got it to a point where I could just circular breathe on demand with it. So.
We'll talk more about what kind of instrument this is and how it relates to, say, the bagpipes in the sense that you're continually circulating air through. Why don't we do this, since radio is an amazing medium and the imagination will take over. Would you give us a little sample?
Absolutely.
And the first one you have, we'll talk about it after you play a little bit. Maybe just give us 30 seconds, if you will. Okay, this is the didgeridoo and our friend Joseph Carringer. That was lovely.
That is so cool.
And in terms of, if you're just tuning in and you're wondering what is happening to your radio, what's happening to your radio is the didgeridoo from Australia and from Down Under, and of course, a very special usage of it. And Joseph, was that a particular tune you were playing, or was that just sort of a
That came at the moment. A lot of what I do when I play is in the moment. Actually, really everything that I do is in the moment.
So, Vicki, this is the perfect guy to sort of hook up with in terms of your stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I met him, it was like this was exactly. It was a perfect person to combine what I do and with what he does. Because he's helping so many people. I mean, we've had people come up to us after we've done an event. He opens an event. He's playing for over an hour or an hour. I don't know, probably more or less. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
And people walk out after their readings with their Kleenexes. And also, they're walking out and they're saying, you know, I walked in here with a stiff neck. My back hurt. Or, you know, I was expecting the readings and I was glad that came through and all of that. But they didn't expect what he brought, and that's why I love that combination.
There is something that happens when certain frequencies are exposed. You're exposed to certain frequencies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that when you go to, say, to get a massage in one of those spas, they're playing very soft music at a very certain frequency. But in this case, it seems to be the vibration. That seems to be making a difference, right, Joe?
The didgeridoo is producing harmonics between 0 and 1,000 hertz.
Okay.
Your brain waves are at 2 to 20 hertz. The waveform shape that the didgeridoo is producing is similar to that of an ohm, which it's the Sanskrit ohm, the sound of the universe, the universal tone. And what's interesting, quantum physics a couple of years back broke everything down, and they said the smallest particle isn't actually a particle. It's a waveform vibration going in and out of phase, similar to that, in a waveform shape similar to that of an ohm. There's a couple things going on with what I do that I like to describe to people. The clinical side would be that the didgeridoo is producing ultrasound. So for ultrasound work that you would receive if you're going to a massage therapist, a chiropractor, a doctor, there's certain things that properties that that'll do. It'll relax muscle. It'll relieve tension. Ultrasound shockwaves will actually stimulate bone growth and in fractures.
Mm.
And I've actually done some work with people with bone breaks and found that it does take time off of their healing time. And we've seen some really dramatic stuff where 2 weeks disappears off of a person's healing time. There was a woman in Peru that had a broken finger that was with a bone chip, was supposed to get surgery when she got back, and I worked on her finger like four times when I was there. She got back, and her doctor's like, what'd you do to your finger? And She's like, why? She goes, well, you don't need your splint anymore, and you don't have to get surgery. And she was all scheduled for it. So those are clinical things that the DIG does. It'll actually produce ultrasound. It'll do those things.
Now, this CD that I have in my hand called Voices from Heaven that you and Dr. Vicki Monroe have done together, there is a guided meditation. Tell us what that is. I've listened to it.
Uh-huh.
And also there are two instrumental tracks.
Right.
But on the guided meditation, it's Joseph playing the mm-hmm. DIG behind you.
Right.
What are you doing in this guided meditation? What are you trying to help us do?
Well, basically, Joseph starts off with his playing the DIG, and then I take you on like a journey through, and once I've taken you through, a lot of people have a difficult time meditating, so that's why I wanted to walk people through, have them try to imagine where they're going, give them an idea in their minds, because it's very difficult for people to just sit there and just clear your mind. Well, this way, you're hearing the DIG, your mind is becoming clear anyway, and then you're walking through my voice. My voice takes you where you need to go. And it also goes with this. I wrote a book, Voices from Heaven, that just came out and in Europe, and this is a part of it. So.
That's true. When you're listening to this music and you let yourself go and it really does sort of coat your, if I may say, it sort of coats your mind with that buzz that's very soothing.
We're inundated every day by outside stimulus, whether it be driving down the road, listening to the radio, watching television, whatever it is.
Right.
And energetically, we're supposed to carry our largest energetic reservoir in what would be the root chakra, the lower dantian in Qigong or traditional Chinese medicine. And it's that area that's around your umbilicus and into your pelvis area.
Yep.
Just because of how much stimulus is going on with us on a daily basis, we carry 80% of our load in our head, which stops that natural universal energy from coming down and enabling people to begin to heal themselves. So what this does is this gives you an opportunity, if you've never meditated before, you have Vicky's voice to guide you and to be training wheels of sorts to bring you to that place, whether it's to connect with spirit guides and get messages or to focus on something like self-healing.
Let me, at this point, just tell people that the CD is available at two places right now. Your website, which is Vicky's, which is V-I-C-K-I Monroe, is M-O-N-R-O-E, VickyMonroe.com.
Right.
But it's also available at your site,
yes.
AncientVoicesHarmonicTherapy.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you missed that, don't worry, I'll put a link on my site and also let people know. And it's really cool. I want to talk more about the instruments that you brought along with you.
Sure.
We'll take some phone calls, too. In fact, why don't we take this call from Steve, because he's calling from your state of Maine.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll get to a break, and then we'll play some more of the DIG. I'm cool now. I call it the DIG. Steve in Maine, you're on WBZ as we talk a little bit about a different kind of music. Hi.
Good morning. I'm very interested in music. I use music to meditate with. I guess we all do. The same principle applies with the reed organ and reed instruments, I guess. Would that be correct?
You really can use, I mean, anything that's going to help you to facilitate meditation is, I absolutely.
Right. You said the organ, the reed organ, is that what you?
The reed organ, yeah.
Okay.
There's a really close friend of mine that has compared a lot of what I do to the pipe organs. And some of the low subsonic frequencies that the larger pipe organs will produce, and he grew up around one, and he's always likened it to the experiences he had experiencing that.
I call myself almost a Mainer. My great-grandfather, Henry, was from Deer Isle, Stonington, but I was born and raised in Massachusetts, Weymouth, and Braintree.
Well, Maine used to be part of the great state.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
And then you guys got smart and took off.
Yeah, we left.
My grandmother Lillian,
yes.
Played for the silent movie. She played piano.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
At Braintree Town Hall during the 20s.
You know who else played for the silent films? I don't know if you remember the name. John Kiley used to play for the Boston Red Sox, the organist.
I've met John Kiley.
Yeah. He played the big organ there at the silent movie halls.
I was telling Steve how Steve Lavelli, at the Hammond Organ Studio on Hancock Street in Quincy, on Saturday afternoons he had a request during the 60s. People could call in with requests. My father had purchased a Hammond organ, L100, and he would hang out at the organ studio.
Sure.
And on Saturday afternoons, my brother and I, the calls would come in at a desk. And we would go back and forth, giving John Kiley on a piece of paper the song for the request for him to play.
Well, the question is, can you make requests for the DIG, for the didgeridoo? I don't know. I mean, can you play Swanee River on the didgeridoo? I don't think so.
The song I learned on the organ that I played by ear I was 5'2". I was blue.
That's a great song that every child should know. And once you reach 5'2" and you go beyond it, you know, you've realized you made it in life. Thank you, Steve, for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick time out, and when we come back, Joseph will play more. Maybe we can tell. You brought three instruments. Yep. Maybe you can tell us the difference. And so we'll hang on to that. And Vicky Monroe, mm-hmm. Dr. Vicky Monroe, looking lovely as ever, is going to tell us more about her work and her new work called Voices from Heaven. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
Round out the weekend in style with great talk right here on The Jordan Rich Show on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Hey there, good win by the Sox tonight, 2-1. It's 12:25. My guests in studio are my friends Vicky Monroe, who is a psychic medium, spirit messenger, author, and speaker, and also Joseph. Joseph is the man, Joseph Carringer, who has the guided meditation with the didgeridoo, the didge, as he calls it.
Yes.
And Joe's located in New Hampshire, and that's where you do your work. And
yes, I have a studio in Portsmouth.
And the two of you, well, you're up in Maine, but the two of you travel now all over the country and mm-hmm. elsewhere, right?
Right.
Yes.
Doing this
right.
kind of thing. Let me ask you to comment on the instrument you have in your hand. It's the didgeridoo. It's one of the oldest instruments, if not the oldest in the world, right?
Yes.
Are all of them literally carved out by the termites?
Traditionally, yes.
Okay.
There are didgeridoos in other countries, Polynesia, Malaysia, and it's spread. I went to Peru in October and found an amazing didgeridoo community in Cusco, which was just phenomenal. And they carve a lot of theirs, and they also make them out of agave. So there's different now. There's didges everywhere.
Okay. They have different sounds. Each instrument is unique because of the fact that it's really carved out of a piece of wood.
Yes, and it's carved by termites.
Well, see, there is a reason to have termites on the planet.
Exactly.
They can make the didgeridoo.
Yes, I can't get an instrument without one.
Well, that's interesting. So you have three different models.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
The first one I played is, actually, that's the first didge that I ever got and played, and that one is in the key of D, and which is more of like a middle. I consider it like a tenor sax.
So each one would have its own key?
Yes.
I see.
It's a drone instrument that has a key, but because of the nature of the drone, I can bend the key from a sharp to a flat. So what we try to do is tune it so that it's centered off at the primary note, and then it'll always vary a little bit.
That's interesting, Vicky. As I listened to it, I was thinking, wait a minute. There isn't, it seems constant, but there are fluctuations.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And how are you making those fluctuations? With your lips as you move?
The lips produce the embouchure for the basic drone. Then the instrument actually begins at my diaphragm. It's everything from my vocal cords, my tongue, my cheeks, movements from just moving my upper body. It's a lot of, it's the whole body from...
It's very physical to watch. I'm exhausted when he's done watching it, and I have to work next, so...
Now, when you're doing this, we'll talk about what he's doing with you in a second, Vicky, but when you're doing this in your own workshop with people who are coming in for some kind of therapy, physical work, it looks like, according to your website, you're standing over them.
Yes.
And simply playing the instrument.
I play three different instruments, depending on the session. There's a journeying session, which is a self-healing focused session where I go through Qigong base points, or what in Ayurvedic would be the root, or the various chakras. I use three primary chakras, or the dantians in traditional Chinese medicine. And I clear those, get those open, and then use acupuncture meridian lines to help that person affect clearing throughout their energetic field.
Mm. So it's all tied in with other methods, other other modalities.
I describe it as if you take Reiki and Qigong, which is primarily energy work, and stick that in one hand, and take ultrasound therapy and stick it in the other, combine it together.
Let's do this. Before I ask Vicky to comment on some of the things she's doing, let's play a little bit more, if we can.
Sure. And this didge is in the key of C.
This is a different...
I'm sorry, no, it's in the key of B.
A different didge, as they call it, the Australian instrument. And Joseph Carringer is now going to play a few, 30 seconds or so. Here we go.
Thank you.
Should I applaud at the end of that?
I do.
Why not?
I think it's awesome. I really do.
What's interesting, Joseph, and by the way, welcome to the Jordan Ritz Show. Yes, this is the Jordan Ritz Show. We talk a lot about music on the program. This is probably the most interestingly unusual instrument we've ever had. I'm noticing there's a lot of beat and time and rhythm to what you're doing.
I came from playing with blues and jazz when I first started out, so that was I would get up on stage, and a lot of times I was coming in like after intermission and playing with the drummer. So I started out very percussively. You know, even when I first started playing, one of my big influences for listening to music was Rusted Root. I'd throw in a Rusted Root CD and jammed a Rusted Root for hours just to get that percussive sound down. For the journeyings, the meditations, and even the session work, it became a lot more melodic, very drawn out long tones. You're using very high calls to help a person clear, and that really took my playing musically and shot it up to a whole nother level. I started playing out again one day after starting to do the work, and I was like, oh wow, that completely. So it's been a real gift to do the work,
growth also. Experience for you too. Now, Vicki Monroe, what's happening again when you're involved as a human being, anyone involved with just opening up your mind, letting yourself relax, closing your eyes, listening to this? How does this sort of enable people to quote unquote broaden their horizons? What's happening?
Well, really, when you go through the meditation and you listen to the didge being played, many people that have purchased this CD, and literally we are selling these CDs all over the world. We sold one to England yesterday, didn't we? Yes, that was very cool. People can literally, when they go through the meditation and get to the end of it, and then Joseph is playing, I've had people call and tell me they've seen past relatives. So it all ties into what he does and what I do in connecting people with their spirit guides and things like that. So it's become a really good way of people being able to connect with the other side with guidance, and they don't necessarily have to come, you know, they can buy the CD and they can do this on their own.
And they could just listen and relax to it.
You could do it. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you don't
fall asleep.
You may not have a totally awesome spiritual experience, feel kind of relaxed.
You can get back into your body, which that's really an important thing for people. So like I was saying earlier, get out of your head and get back down into your body. And that's where, for the healing aspect of it, that's where healing begins. And I tell people all the time, I'm not a healer. What I do provides people an opportunity to reconnect with themselves, and so I facilitate for them to become better self-healers. You know, and so when you listen to the CD, go into this, you know, when you meditate, you go into it with an intent. So say you've had, you know, a really bad knee, you know, and you want to work on your knee, right?
Yeah, right.
And while you're listening to the CD or having a session, whatever it is you're doing, you know, focus healing energy, take universal energy in and focus it to that spot in your body. That's one of the principles of Qigong. You know, you bring that there. So you use this as a tool to help get yourself back into that place where you can reconnect with your body, reconnect with your spirit, and work on that.
So this has therapeutic uses, and it might even have more therapeutic uses as it becomes more popular.
Right.
Absolutely.
617-254-1030 is the number, and we'll take some calls on this if you'd like, and we'll play some more. Well, I won't do it. He will. Joseph Carringer will play the didgeridoo, the didge, and here's Glenn in Brighton, who I'm just chomping at the bit, I know, to get on and talk about this. Right, Glenn?
Well, yeah, this is a fascinating subject. Now, this isn't why I called, but I'm wondering if the didgeridoo would. Do you think it'll help me get a woman? Because I see what it's done. I see what it's done for him. That's not why I called.
Well, he's married. His wife is here too.
By the way,
she's
right here.
Oh, I thought
he's got two women today. He's got his partner and his wife.
Oh, I thought Vicki was both.
No. Vicki's got her own husband.
No, I got my own. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll let you know when he's gone, though.
Is it a good? Is the kind of thing? Is the didge the kind of thing that, you know, you can walk into a House of Blues and really blow everybody away? Hey, I'll play a little didge for you if you'll give me a beer.
No. I was playing in Manchester last night. I do at this point, I do live breath percussion with electronic music.
Does. It's
and
great.
I did a from 7 till 1 last night, a 5 DJ marathon set where I was blowing live breath percussion with electronic
music. See, there you go. Glenn, I think it's a good instrument for you. The only problem is you can't put it in your pocket.
No.
How big is that thing?
This one is 54 inches. Actually, both the big ones are 54 inches.
Well, my cane is 54 inches. So
There you go.
I happen to be blind. But the reason I called is there's an instrument called the Jamaican Jew's Harp, which essentially has a similar, and I don't know if it's a rip-off, a model, if it's plagiarized, or how it's made, but and I don't have one, but it's a constant modal drone. Most of them tend to be in B-flat, but and they have like a harmonic variation phase shifting of the fundamental frequency, a lower partials, upper partials, and you can sway the, like the old already and an older.
Is it the mouth harp? Is that what?
The what?
The mouth harp, is it played on a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one that they have on the Cripple Creek by the band, you know that song, Up on Cripple Creek,
The
rock group, the band, from the late 60s?
Right. Well, you're an old... You know what?
An old acid head.
Yes,
no.
That's what you are.
He didn't want to say it. I can say it. Now I'm just going.
But I think you're right. A similar type of idea, right? The drone instrument.
It's a drone.
I mentioned the bagpipes only because of the circular breathing. Isn't that the same principle?
When I play, I actually turn myself into a bagpipe of sorts. My cheek becomes, because circular breathing, it's a misnomer. You can't breathe in and out at the same time.
Right.
So what I'm doing is taking air in through my lungs, using my cheeks as an airbag reservoir. When it's time for my lungs to bring more air in through my nose, I close off my breathway and use the cheeks to force the air out of my mouth.
So you're breathing through your nose?
All the time.
All the time.
That's all I breathe through.
But you're expelling the air through your mouth, obviously.
Right, and that's the circle.
Totally different kind of breath than, say, diaphragmatic breathing for singers, or people like me. Where it's all mouth breathing. You have to breathe through your nose.
You have to breathe through your
mouth.
And you should breathe through your nose. That's what all the mucous membranes and everything's for. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Very cleansing, yeah.
No, I understand that. But that's what you're doing. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Glenn?
Yeah, also very quickly, there was in the early 60s, there was an Australian rock singer named Ralph Harris. He had four albums. And, of course, he sang about the didgeridoo on his hit Tiny Kangaroo Down Sport.
Of course, right.
But the album that came from called Sun Arise, they play a didgeridoo on that title track, Sun Arise in the Morning, and you hear the ring and
I'm wondering, are there any movie soundtracks that have been used? I think, where have I heard this instrument, though, beyond your stuff?
Crocodile Dundee,
maybe.
Foster's commercials, Qantas.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a hillbilly.
It's generally become the Australian national instrument,
right.
So
right.
Kind of like surfing's the sport. So.
Right. Hey, thanks, Glenn.
Sure.
Great call. 617-254-1030. In studio with me, Dr. Vicki Monroe and Joseph Carringer. Now, the websites for information on the CD and the tour and all that they're doing is VickiMonroe.com, and her name is spelled with a C, V-I-C-K-I, Monroe, M-O-N-R-O-E. And then Ancient Voices Harmonic Therapy, A-V-H-T, Ancient Voices Harmonic Therapy.com. The two of you are going on the road, and mm-hmm. What happens when you do an event? I mean, if there's a group of people in a room, how does it play out?
It basically starts with Joseph introducing himself and explaining, just as he's done mm-hmm. here, how the dig will work and what people can expect. And they either lie on the floor or they sit in a chair, and he will basically circle the room, work on just about everybody. And it's amazing because he can tell where something is wrong, and I've seen him do that, and that blows my mind. But
and a lot of what we do when we're doing the group events is more focused on journeying, which is similar to what the CD is. It's getting people to, and it's been a really amazing thing to work with people. You walk in there, have you ever meditated, and you get a bunch of people that have not meditated. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get people that have or done a traditional Native American journeying, and what I do is a combination between the concept of Native American drum journeying, because I create a drone rhythm, so it gives people the opportunity to be able to go to a meditative space where they might find spirit guides, animal guides, totems, whatever it is, get messages, or just really meditate for the first time, think about nothing, and reconnect with their energetic being.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So after that,
and then after that,
discussion?
We basically, I tell people what I'm going to do is by, you know, what I do, it's seeing people that have passed on,
mm-hmm.
their relatives, family, friends, animals, what have you. And I've just found that through Joseph playing the didge beforehand and, like he said, opening up their minds, they are much more open, less fearful,
mm-hmm.
and they're being more perceptive to the spirits that are around them.
Now, Joseph, I want you to talk a little bit about Vicki and what you've seen. I mean, I've known Vicki for several years now. She's been on the show and done some remarkable things, and I always suggest to people that they keep an open mind. But tell me, Dr. Vicki Monroe, besides being just a lovely lady and a great mom, is also a very remarkable person. What have you noticed?
Our first event that, the first time that we worked together or met each other, there was, she was really aware of what was around people, and we kind of briefly spoke about that. And then it was a while later after that that we did an event together. And I did my thing, and I was off in the corner speaking with her mother, kind of not paying attention at all. And all of a sudden, I hear her start talking about this person who's looking for Nicole, Nick, and describing all these different things and how there's this big dog that's a baby. And she's like, and I looked at Nancy, and she's talking about my wife, and raised my hand, and Nancy's like, Vicky, it's for Joe. And I mean, this stuff, it was so accurate, so on. And then I started paying attention more at our other events as to what was going on. And she really does. It's an amazing thing what she can do. I can't explain how she does it, but I've seen her talk to people and know things about people and their pasts and what they're going through, and really help people, you know, to find closure in some cases, which is really important.
Excellent. Why don't we take a quick time out, come back. There's a third instrument, a third didge we haven't heard from yet. We'll play a little bit of that, and Joseph will explain what it is. This is the, it's interesting, there was a program I did about 2 years ago on a famous Aborigine leader in Australia, and his name escapes me. I'm terribly sorry, but maybe during the break I'll look it up.
Okay.
And it was really interesting. The culture is very similar to Native American culture.
Yes.
In many ways. And it's a disrespected, in some cases, and sort of unappreciated mm-hmm. culture. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll come back and continue the Jordan Rich Show here on WBZ. Coming up at 1 o'clock, after the 1 o'clock news, my friend David Simon's Studio Stories, How the Great New York Records Were Made, from Miles to Madonna, Sinatra to the Ramones. So the music will continue. Discussion of same right after this.
Informed guests, entertaining topics, and intriguing questions. This is the Jordan Rich Show on WBZ News Radio 1030. Don't just think about it. Get involved and talk about it. Call the Jordan Rich Show at 617-254-1030. WBZ News Radio 1030.
Back with you. Welcome. 1245 here. And my guests in studio in first hour of the program are Joseph Haran Carringer and Vicky Monroe. Dr. Vicky Monroe, of course, has been here before. She's from the great state of Maine. She's a lot of things. She's a spirit messenger, doctor of herbal medicine. We've done readings in the past. We're mm-hmm. not doing that tonight, though. We're talking about what it is she does. And with her, of course, Joseph Carringer, who is a pretty interesting musician who plays the didgeridoo. And
you like saying didge, Jordan.
I do like
saying
didge.
Yeah, no, I knew you did.
It's like being, listen, when you're a jazz guy, and I'm a jazz fan, I play a little piano, but I'm not good at it, but you like to face, you like to drop the, how you doing, man?
The didge.
Did you have a gig, a didge gig? Okay, so you, well, anyway, the didgeridoo is a phenomenal instrument from Australia, down under, and it's really from the ancients, carved from termites, by termites, right?
Yes.
So what happened? When some guy came along and saw this log on the side of the road and said, "Hey, it's got a big hole in it. Maybe I'll try playing it."
The to pay a little respect to the Aboriginal people, and also to say what I do is very westernized, because the Aboriginal people don't separate wellness from their everyday life. And the man who made my didges with the Aboriginal people in Australia, I've actually had the good fortune of meeting him. And he asked them when he was making them, "Do you use the didgeridoo for healing?" And they thought the word heal meant telling a dog to heal. So they were trying to figure out what he was talking about. But they use it in their ceremonies. They use it in their traditions. So the effects would be there. But the instrument itself to them is one, didge players aren't chosen. They don't choose to be didge players. They're chosen to become didges, like didge players, just by nature, by the universe. But the didgeridoo itself is believed, but the three tribes that do have the didgeridoo as their original culture, because there's only three tribes where the didge was native to, it's part of their dreamtime story of creation. And the didgeridoo is a gift from the spirit world to the physical world, as the spirit world was singing the physical world into existence to hold the portal between the two. Mm. That's their belief of where it came from. So if you were to ask them, that's the story they would tell.
I like that one.
That's a nice one. And by the way, the instruments are beautifully, may I say, polished? Or what kind of coating do we have on?
The The two that I play, or the one that I played first, it's actually what I've done to all of them, because I can't go out into the outback and grab them whenever I want. I use a high gloss bar top shellac to seal them so they don't crack.
Right.
And these are the two that are decorated. I've done the decoration on.
It does the decoration that, by the way, the didgeridoo, it's about 54 inches long, and it's, in this case, like a long tube. Does it have any particular meaning, the decoration that you put on there?
There's a lot of myself in the first didge that I played, and just my personal meaning, and actually in both of them, yeah, there's a lot of personal meaning in the artwork.
Well, let's do a little sample of this one, and what key is this particular
didge? This is in the key of F.
Key of F. Okay, once again, this is Joseph Carringer. I'll tell you about the Voices from Heaven CD, and all we'll do about 30 seconds. Listen carefully. This is something you won't hear very often. Here it is. Bravo, bravo.
Awesome.
Thanks.
That's a lot of work, by the way. This is not an instrument for the faint of heart. This, you have to have good lung power.
You got to breathe.
Yeah.
It's breathing.
Yeah. It's a workout. It really is. So in terms of what you're doing and what the future holds here, Voices from Heaven, this is the first venture, sort of recorded venture, and you've seen a lot of great success. You're going to take this sort of on the road now.
Yeah, we're going out on the road. We're going to Vermont. We're going to...
Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, thanks. Hartford, Connecticut. And then we're heading off to Puerto Rico, and then we'll be going to the Canary Islands.
Do you find both of you, and I mean, I know you've had this experience, Vicky, but do you both find that people who are traditionalists, who believe that if there isn't a rhythm section with a piano, drums, and bass, or if there isn't an electric guitar, they're not going to sit there and listen to anything, that once they're experiencing this, they sort of have a conversion that, or I mean, are people, the tough ones to convince, are they be convincible?
Yes. There's something about the sound that, and it's been really amazing to see this, that no matter who you are, there's something that's so guttural, that's so there, that's so primal. It's just that feeling. People that, and I will say, people that have serious tension issues that probably need the work the most, initially may have some difficulty sitting down and staying still long enough to listen to it, but that's just part of the process. And then they eventually get to a point to where they've found that inner peace. They've found out how to use it as a meditative tool.
And one must have, first of all, the desire, right?
Right.
Right.
That's very important.
And have patience with it, because meditation, you know, it's like anything else. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to get into it.
I've done a lot of study on this, had a lot of wonderful people come through the show and talk about it. And one of the best definitions of meditation is you're meditating when you don't even know it, when you're focusing on something cleanly and solely,
right,
and you're not thinking about all the other things you have to do today or the things you didn't do yesterday.
Right.
And this what nothing.
This helps you promote thinking of nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which you need. People need to do that every day.
Exactly. In terms of this instrument itself, can you teach someone how to play this?
Yes. Actually, I have students. There's a student of mine that actually comes up from Worcester. She's a really cool woman that even suggested that I set up a didge group, like an open jam thing. So we do that on Sunday nights in my studio.
And so more than one didge player at a time?
Yep.
Multiple didging?
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of cool, isn't it? With different keys going at it?
Yeah, we've figured out how to build chords and play rhythmically with chords. Sometimes we all stay in the same keys, but some really talented people. Universe gave me a huge gift with the didge player that I play with, Steve Bachman, and he's a real phenomenal guy.
So. Well, it really does also bridge the cultural gap that people have, you know, over the years, when we discover something in this culture about, for instance, Chinese medicine, or anything from the Far East or the Middle East, we tend to, this is going to be sounds silly, but when people in this country realize that olive oil was good for them, we start eating a lot of oil.
Right.
I mean, it sometimes it takes a bit of time for straightforward American types to get the idea that something different isn't exactly scary.
Right.
Right.
It's not necessarily the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Know? Exactly.
Well, Vicki, before we wrap up, I'll have Joseph play one more little riff, if
sure.
that's okay. But
Absolutely.
before we do that, tell me a little bit again about what you've been up to, and tell me about this book that's now in Europe, Voices from Heaven.
Voices from Heaven, that's the title of the book. It is in Austria now, it's in Germany, and it'll be in Spain, England, Norway, let's see, in Puerto Rico next summer, but this summer it's already in those places.
And what is
and
it
it'll
basically?
Be in the United States next summer.
Is it actual testimonials, people that you've spoken with?
Yeah, actual testimonies and basically the story of how I got to be what I was, what mm-hmm. I am.
Okay, we've covered that.
Yeah.
And we don't have time to do it again, but it's
pretty... Fine.
And it's all there on your website,
right,
by the way.
Right, it is. Yeah.
The story that that Vicki has. Mm-hmm. And I kid you every time you're here about all these voices that are in your head and if you can ever shut them off. Anybody coming through right now? Is there anybody over my shoulder?
You got that. I just remember the time that you smelled the French vanilla cigar.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Because I could see the guy and I smelt it and you just bolted out of the room. I can smell a cigar. And we're on the air.
Yeah, we were right here. Joseph, we were right here, and she had talked with a phone call, a lady on the phone, mm-hmm. and said, "You have an uncle coming through mm-hmm. wearing a bowler hat or something, mm-hmm. and he smoked a pipe. And all of a sudden, there were many witnesses mm-hmm. smelling pipe tobacco in the studio.
It was vanilla.
And it was vanilla, yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Which was really, really weird. The woman said, he smoked a pipe, vanilla, whatever, and there it was.
Yeah.
And I went... Okay.
Yeah, she has that effect.
So that was really cool. And very quickly, about the herbal medicine mm-hmm. that you're doing.
Yeah. Right now, garden season hasn't started yet, so I will be, making up my tinctures and things like that for mm-hmm. people. And I do still do evaluations on people, but more or less it's definitely going in the direction where it's been the meditations and the readings and that type of thing. But it helps when I know what I'm doing as far as medicine goes because I can use that.
This is also a woman who has 4 children, college kids,
two at home now.
Crazy... You probably have a cell phone bill that goes out of sight. You probably you're basically quite normal.
Yeah, absolutely normal.
Yeah, very normal.
Except,
yeah.
When people avoid, they go around you when you're in the grocery store. But that's what.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Produce section. We avoid the mall and the airports most days.
That's pretty good, though. You get in line faster.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh, here comes that weird
there's
lady.
There's that whack job. Okay. Well,
you're one of my favorite whack jobs.
Thank you, honey.
And, Joseph, I would love you to do just one more.
Absolutely.
Now, you've gone back to the original instrument?
Yes. This is actually, it's the one that I call the bear.
May I ask you one more question? What are some of these worth? If I were to want to purchase a traditional didge, what would I be thinking about here?
You can find a didge on eBay, which is what one of my students did. Concert quality NC and beautiful, beautiful instrument. And it was just under $200.
Okay.
But they go anywhere from, $200 up to several thousand dollars.
Later on, we're going to talk about the Stradivari violins, which are in the $100,000 ranges and million. But that's interesting how they can be, because they're beautiful instruments. They really are.
Thank you.
All right, give us another 30 seconds of your favorite tune. 5'2", Eyes Are Blue? No.
Blue.
Go ahead. That is Joseph Carringer on the didgeridoo. And by the way, you have an amazing sense of time. I say 30 seconds, it gives me 30 seconds.
30 seconds, yeah.
You ever think about doing commercial music beds? I want a 30-second music bed for my next commercial. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Joseph, it's great to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you.
And your lovely wife, who's here as well. And Vicki, thank you for bringing us all together here.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
This was a lot of fun and very interesting. And I've listened to the CD, and it's very relaxing. And people can go to either one of these two websites for not only the CD, but mm-hmm. also details on where you guys are going to be.
Right.
They can go either to VickiMonroe.com, spelled VickiMonroe. And they can also go to Ancient Voices Harmonic musictherapy.com. If they do a search for Joseph Carringer, they'll come up
Absolutely.
With that, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So thank you both very, very much.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And this is great. You know, anytime we can bring some sense of healing and comfort to the audience, and also a little bit of, well, I think something a little remarkable, hearing that sound emanating from their speakers, it's kind of cool. Thank you both.
Thank you.
We're going to continue on the Music Score talking with David Simons, who's a good guy, and he's written studio stories, and we'll talk about all the greats from, Stevie Wonder to Madonna to Sinatra, and what went on, in particularly New York, from, like, say, the late 40s through the 80s and early 90s. Great stuff. And then a little bit later on, we will talk, we'll talk about wrestling with Jerry the King Lawler and the Stradivarius violins and a whole bunch of other stuff. This is Jordan on WBZ News Radio 1030. Time for a news update. And I'm going to learn how to play the didge. And we'll be back following all that. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.